And now to a mystery. This past weekend, on a hilltop in the West Bank, members of the tiny community of Samaritans, yes, descendants of the Samaritan who stopped to help the traveler when no one else would in the parable in the Bible, the Samaritans who see themselves as the most loyal followers of the Word of God as transmitted to Moses, these Samaritans gathered for a Passover ritual, one they've been marking the same way for millennia. NPR correspondent Daniel Estrin saw a ceremony like this years ago, and it put him on a path to solve a crime, the theft of ancient Samaritan Torahs, believed to contain the law of God as revealed to Moses. Daniel tells the tale in a piece on NPR.org. We'll post it. He joins us now. Daniel, what a story. What drew you?
Well, I first visited the Samaritan community in the West Bank 10 years ago, and it felt like going back in time. The Samaritans say that they descend from the ancient Israelites of the Bible. They live a very biblical life. They slaughtered sheep for Passover this weekend, which comes straight from the Old Testament. They use a unique form of Hebrew in their prayers, and three times a year they hold a sunrise pilgrimage going up to their sacred mountain. I recorded a little bit of one of them that I was at. Take a listen. So these are Samaritans dressed in white. They're walking with their canes up to the peak of their sacred mountain in the West Bank. And it's just really incredible to watch. They practice rituals from thousands of years ago. They're one of the world's oldest and smallest religious communities. There's only 810 of them in the world. Half of them live in Israel and half of them live as Palestinians in the West Bank. And a few years ago, I heard about a theft in their synagogue, and it was a mystery that drew me in.
We'll talk about this because the Samaritans also claim to have some of the most sacred documents. So what was stolen?
Two ancient copies of the Torah, the five books of Moses, were stolen in 1995. Somebody broke into the synagogue in the West Bank, the Samaritan synagogue, stole a 14th century scroll, a 15th century codex, a book. These were some of the oldest Torah manuscripts stolen in the Holy Land since the time of the Crusaders. And at the time, in the mid-90s, when this happened, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat got involved. He tried to get the Torahs back. Israeli officials investigated. The thieves were demanding millions of dollars in ransom. The Samaritans couldn't afford it. And so the manuscripts vanished for years. Until a few years ago, they resurfaced on the antiquities market. And that's when I began this quest. I shadowed a Samaritan elder and an antiquities dealer in Jerusalem, and they were on the hunt to try to get the manuscripts back.
Well, what happened? And again, we'll direct people to your incredible story, this rabbit hole you went down at NPR.org. But what happened?
Well, I went to London and I went to Amman, the capital of Jordan, to try to find out. One of them was said to have gone to London. It's kind of a shady world, this world of the antiquities trade. These were stolen manuscripts, so they're on the black market. But they're very, very rare manuscripts. They have immense spiritual value to the Samaritans because the Torah is the center of their identity. They claim that even one of the Torah scrolls that they have in their synagogue is the oldest Torah scroll in the world. These are Torahs that are written in this form of ancient Hebrew. They have this look of authenticity. So they're fascinating not only to Bible scholars, but worth a lot to collectors. And I went on this kind of wild goose chase trying to find where they might be.
Well, and we're going to leave it as a bit of a cliffhanger, but suffice it to say, we would have heard if they'd been found. They haven't been found, but there's a tantalizing hint.
Just a few weeks ago, I discovered that several years ago, a page of the stolen Torah was confiscated at the Jordanian border by Israeli customs officials. And it's just one of the pieces of this puzzle. What I did find in speaking with the Samaritan community is that they have a very long history of selling their own sacred manuscripts several centuries ago, selling their own texts to survive. And so there are a lot of suspicions within the Samaritan community about who might have stolen these texts.
So Daniel, has this been exhilarating for you? Has this been, has it turned into maybe an obsession you wish you didn't have? What's this been like for you to join this hunt?
It has been an obsession. It was something that I learned about 5 years ago, the story of this theft. It took a long time to gain the trust of the Samaritan elder and the antiquities dealer who was on the hunt for them. It was a fascinating fascinating quest, and I don't think it's over yet.
Well, to be continued, the NPR's Daniel Estrin. Again, read his piece at npr.org. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.